This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. The title of this article is The United States of Comfort Food. These are the coziest dishes from coast to coast. Find a new favorite. Recipes from Food Network Kitchen. We'll pick up this article where we left off with the state of Oklahoma. During the Great Railroad Strike of 1922, the staff at the Hamburger Inn in El Reno, Oklahoma, figured out a cheaper way to feed striking workers. They cut down the amount of beef in their burgers and bulked them up with thinly sliced onions instead. Onion burgers remain an Oklahoma specialty to this day. Get a taste with Reed Drummond's recipe. This recipe is for Reed Drummond's Onion Burger. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 8 ounces ground beef, 80-20, kosher salt, freshly ground pepper, salted butter, white onion, American cheese, potato buns, ketchup and mustard, green leaf lettuce, tomato, and pickle slices. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 8 ounces ground beef, 80-20, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 2 tablespoons salted butter, a half of a medium white onion sliced very thin, 2 slices American cheese, 1 potato bun, ketchup and mustard for topping, 2 leaves of green leaf lettuce, 2 slices of tomato, and 4 to 5 pickle slices. Step 1. Heat a large skillet over medium-high heat. Divide the beef into 2 4-ounce balls, then season all over with salt and pepper. Step 2. Add the butter to the skillet and allow to melt. Then add the first ball of beef. With a flat spatula, immediately smash the patty as thin as possible while still holding its shape. Repeat with the second ball. Add half of the onions to the top of each patty and smash the onions into the top of the patties, flattening them further. Let cook undisturbed to allow the beef to get a nice crust, 2 minutes. Step 3. Flip the patties and onions so the onions are now under the patties. Cook until the onion brown, 3 to 4 minutes. Add a slice of cheese to the top of each patty. Stack the patties and remove them to a plate. Step 4. Toast the bun in the skillet until golden, 20 to 30 seconds. Put the stacked patties on the bun. Serve with ketchup, mustard, lettuce, tomato, and pickles. Oregon. These crispy spuds were reportedly created in the 1960s when a potato was thrown into a broaster, a pressure cooker meets fryer that is typically used for chicken. The result was a crunchy yet fluffy tater that's now sold all over Oregon. To get the same result without a special gadget, parboil the potatoes, then batter and fry them. This recipe is for JoJo potatoes. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 3 large russet potatoes, about 2 pounds. Kosher salt. Vegetable oil, buttermilk, hot sauce, spicy brown mustard, freshly ground pepper, all-purpose flour, cornstarch, seasoned salt, smoked paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, and ketchup or ranch dressing for serving. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 large russet potatoes, about 2 pounds, kosher salt, vegetable oil for frying, 2 cups buttermilk well shaken, 1 tablespoon hot sauce, 1 tablespoon spicy brown mustard, freshly ground pepper, 2 cups all-purpose flour, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, 1 tablespoon plus 2 teaspoons seasoned salt, 1 teaspoon smoked paprika, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 teaspoon onion powder, and ketchup or ranch dressing for serving. Step 1. Slice the potatoes lengthwise into 3/4 inch thick wedges. Place in a large pot and cover with cold water by 1 inch. Add 1/4 cup salt. Bring to a boil, then reduce to a simmer and cook until just tender, about 5 minutes. Drain well and spread on a paper towel lined baking sheet to cool to room temperature 10 to 12 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, fill a large pot or Dutch oven with a little less than halfway with vegetable oil. Heat over medium heat until a deep-fry thermometer registers 350 degrees. Set a wire rack on a rimmed baking sheet and set aside. Step 3. Whisk the buttermilk, hot sauce, mustard, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper in a medium bowl. In a separate bowl, whisk the flour, cornstarch, seasoned salt, paprika, garlic powder, onion powder, and 1 teaspoon pepper. Drizzle in 1/3 cup of the buttermilk mixture and whisk to form small shaggy clumps. Step 4. Working in batches, dip the potato wedges into the buttermilk mixture, letting the excess drip off. Then dredge in the flour mixture, pressing with your hands to thoroughly coat. Arrange the coated wedges on a large plate or baking sheet. Step 5. Fry the potato wedges in batches, about 6 at a time, until deep golden brown and crispy, 3 to 5 minutes, adjusting the heat as needed to keep the oil temperature between 325 and 350. Remove a slotted spoon and drain on the rack. Sprinkle lightly with salt. Return the oil to 350 degrees between batches. Serve the potato wedges with ketchup or ranch dressing. Pennsylvania. More than 80% of the country's pretzels come from Pennsylvania. The salty snacks were brought to what is now Pennsylvania Dutch country by German immigrants starting in the 1700s. Soft pretzels came first. Some say that hard pretzels were accidentally invented when a baker left soft ones in the oven for too long. This recipe is for soft pretzels. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Unsalted butter, dark brown sugar, 1/4 ounce packet of active dry yeast, all-purpose flour, kosher salt, cooking spray, baking soda, and mustard for dipping, optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 tablespoons unsalted butter, cubed and at room temperature, plus melted butter for brushing. 2 tablespoons packed dark brown sugar. 1/4 ounce packet of active dry yeast or 2 1/4 teaspoons. 6 cups of all-purpose flour. 2 teaspoons of kosher salt plus more for sprinkling. Cooking spray. 2/3 cup of baking soda, and mustard for dipping, optional. Step 1. Combine 2 cups of warm water at 110 to 115 degrees, the butter and brown sugar in the bowl of a stand mixer. Sprinkle the yeast on top and let stand until foamy, about 10 minutes. Step 2. Add 3 cups of flour and 2 teaspoons of salt to the bowl. Using the dough hook, mix on low speed, then increase the speed to medium as the flour starts to incorporate. Mix in the remaining 3 cups of flour on low speed, increase the speed to medium, and mix until the dough gathers around the hook. Step 3. Knead the dough until smooth, about 5 minutes. Brush a large bowl with melted butter, add the dough, and turn to coat. Cover and let rise in a warm place until doubled in size, about 1 hour. Step 4. Punch down the dough, then divide it in half. Divide each half into 6 pieces and cover with plastic wrap. Line 3 baking sheets with parchment paper. Coat with cooking spray. Step 5. Take a 24-inch long piece of string to the countertop to use as a guide. Roll out a piece of dough on the countertop with your hands, starting in the middle and working your way out to the ends until you have a 24-inch long rope. Occasionally lift the dough by the ends and slap the middle against the counter to stretch it. Step 6. Lift the ends of the rope to make a U, then cross one end over the other twice to make a double twist in the middle. Fold down the ends and attach to the bottom of the U, forming a pretzel shape. Transfer to a baking sheet. Repeat with the remaining dough, arranging 4 pretzels on each baking sheet. Cover loosely and let stand until slightly puffed, about 30 minutes. Step 7. Position racks in the upper and lower thirds of the oven. Preheat to 425 degrees. Fill a wide pot with 10 cups of water. Add the baking soda and bring to a low simmer, whisking to dissolve. Cut the parchment around each pretzel, leaving a 1-inch border. Slide them off the baking sheets. Coat the baking sheets with cooking spray. Working in batches, carefully invert each pretzel into the water and use tongs to peel off the parchment. Simmer until the pretzels plump, about 45 seconds per side. Remove with a slotted spoon, letting the water drip off. Arrange on the baking sheets and sprinkle with salt. Step 8. Bake the pretzels in batches until golden brown, rotating the baking sheets halfway through, 12 to 15 minutes. Brush with melted butter and serve with mustard. Rhode Island. Walk into any cafe or grocery store in Rhode Island and you'll likely find coffee milk, the official state beverage. It used to be offered in elementary schools just like chocolate milk. Locals make it by adding a glug of store-bought coffee syrup to milk, but you can get the same taste at home with this DIY version. This recipe is for coffee milk. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Strongly brewed coffee. Sugar. Vanilla bean paste. Kosher salt. And cold milk. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 cup of strongly brewed coffee. 1/3 of a cup of sugar. 1/2 a teaspoon vanilla bean paste. 1 pinch of kosher salt. And 16 ounces of cold milk. Step 1. Make the coffee syrup. Combine the coffee, sugar, vanilla, and salt in a small saucepan. Bring to a boil, then reduce to a simmer and cook, stirring occasionally until the sugar dissolves and the syrup is reduced by half, 12 to 15 minutes. You should have about 1/2 cup of syrup. Let cool completely. Step 2. Divide the milk between 2 glasses and stir in 1/4 cup of coffee syrup into each. South Carolina. Centuries ago, this dish was the breakfast of choice for Lowcountry sailors. They called it breakfast shrimp. These days, people will eat it pretty much any time, especially in South Carolina, where the dish has deep Gullah roots. Cardea Brown makes this bacony version for weekend brunch and family parties. This recipe is for Cardea Brown's Gullah-style shrimp and grits. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. Bacon. 1 medium onion, 1 pound medium wild shrimp peeled and deveined, sea salt, freshly ground pepper, all-purpose flour, garlic powder, vegetable oil, quick cooking grits, and thinly sliced scallions. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 4 strips of bacon, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 pound of medium wild shrimp peeled and deveined, sea salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/2 cup all-purpose flour plus more as needed, 1 tablespoon garlic powder plus more if needed, a quarter cup canola or vegetable oil, plus more if needed, 1 cup quick cooking grits, and half a cup of thinly sliced scallions. Step 1. Heat a heavy bottom skillet, preferably cast iron, over medium-high heat. Add the bacon and cook, turning until crispy. Remove with tongs and set aside, reserving the drippings in the pan. Add the onion to the pan and cook over medium-low heat, stirring until slightly tender and the skillet has browned bits, about 3 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, sprinkle the shrimp with a few pinches each of salt and pepper in a large bowl, then sprinkle with a quarter cup flour and the garlic powder and toss. Set aside. Step 3. Turn the skillet up to medium-high heat and add the canola oil. Test the oil temperature by dropping in a dab of flour. When it sizzles, add the remaining quarter cup of flour. Brown the flour and onion, adding more oil if the pan is too dry, until the mixture is slightly browned. Add the shrimp and bacon, breaking the bacon into small pieces, and stir with a wooden spoon. Slowly whisk in 2 cups of hot water and bring to a slight boil, then stir and reduce the heat to a simmer and cook until the gravy thickens and browns 5 to 10 minutes. Add more salt, pepper, or garlic powder if needed. Step 4. Meanwhile, prepare the grits as the label directs. Serve the shrimp over the grits and top with the scallions. South Dakota. Fry bread is a symbol of both hardship and resilience. It was first made by the Navajos in the 1860s during the Long Walk, their forced relocation from Arizona to New Mexico. The tribe survived on rations of flour, sugar, and lard, and created fry bread. The dish then spread to other tribes, including the Sioux in South Dakota, where it was eventually named the state bread. This recipe is for fry bread. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. All-purpose flour, baking powder, sea salt, warm water, and lard. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 2 cups of all-purpose flour, 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of fine sea salt, 2/3 of a cup of warm water, and 1 3/4 pounds of lard or used vegetable oil. Step 1. Whisk together the flour, baking powder, and salt in a large bowl until combined. Gradually stir in the water until a soft dough forms. Turn out the dough onto a work surface and knead until just smooth and shaggy, about 2 minutes. Cover the dough with a large bowl and let rest for 30 minutes. Step 2. Heat the lard in a large, high-sided skillet until it reaches 350 degrees on a deep-fry thermometer. If using vegetable oil, make sure it doesn't go past halfway up the sides of the skillet. Meanwhile, divide the dough into 4 pieces and roll out each piece on an unfloured surface into a 7-inch round, about 1/4 inch thick. Step 3. Fry the bread 1 piece at a time until golden brown, about 1.5 minutes per side. Drain on paper towels. Let cool about 5 minutes before serving. Top it with sugar or honey, or go savory with ground beef or beans. Tennessee. The legend around hot chicken is pretty spicy itself. In an act of revenge, a scorned lover served Nashville native Thornton Prince fried chicken doused in cayenne pepper. Turned out Prince didn't mind the heat. In fact, he loved it so much that he created a recipe and opened Prince's Hot Chicken Shack in 1945. This recipe is for Nashville hot chicken. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 3 pounds of skin-on, bone-in chicken parts, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, all-purpose flour, baking powder, garlic powder, whole milk, 2 large eggs, hot sauce, vegetable oil, unsalted butter, cayenne pepper, and packed dark brown sugar. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 3 pounds of skin-on, bone-in chicken parts with breasts halved crosswise, kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper, 3 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 1 tablespoon garlic powder, 1/3 of a cup plus 1/2 a cup of whole milk, 2 large eggs, 1 tablespoon hot sauce, 1/2 a cup of vegetable oil plus more for frying, about 10 cups, 12 tablespoons unsalted butter cut into pieces, 3 tablespoons cayenne pepper, and 2 tablespoons packed dark brown sugar. Step 1. Season the chicken generously with salt and black pepper. Place on a baking sheet, cover loosely with plastic wrap, and refrigerate at least 2 hours and up to 1 day. Step 2. Whisk together the flour, baking powder, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 tablespoon of salt, and 1 1/2 teaspoons of black pepper in a large bowl. Drizzle in 1/3 of a cup of milk and whisk to form small shaggy clumps. Whisk the remaining 1/2 a cup of milk, the eggs and hot sauce in another bowl. Coat each piece of chicken in the flour mixture, then dip in the egg mixture, letting the excess drip off. Return the chicken to the flour mixture and turn until well coated. Transfer to a rack set on a baking sheet and let sit uncovered to set the coating 15 minutes. Step 3. Meanwhile, fill a large Dutch oven or heavy pot with 2 to 3 inches of vegetable oil. Heat over medium heat until a deep fry thermometer registers 350 degrees. Carefully add 4 to 5 pieces of chicken to the hot oil. The oil temperature will drop. Adjust the heat as needed to maintain a temperature between 300 and 325 degrees. Fry the chicken until golden brown, and a thermometer inserted into the breast registers 160 and the thighs 170, 10 to 14 minutes. Remove with tongs and transfer to a clean rack set on a baking sheet. Sprinkle with salt. Let the oil temperature return to 350 degrees before frying the remaining chicken. Step 4. While the last batch of chicken fries, make the spicy butter. Heat 1/2 a cup of vegetable oil, the butter, cayenne, brown sugar, remaining 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, and 1/2 a teaspoon of salt in a medium saucepan over medium heat. Cook, stirring frequently, until the butter is melted 2 to 3 minutes. Dip the fried chicken, 1 piece at a time, in the spicy butter, turning with tongs to coat completely. Return to the rack. For spicier chicken, top with more of the spicy butter. Texas. Fritos and chili are both Texas icons, and when you combine the two, you've got magic. This dish, also known as the walking taco, is the ultimate portable snack. You slice open a bag of Fritos, then add chili and toppings directly into the bag. True Texans will go with an all-beef chili, no beans allowed. This recipe is for Frito pie. Warm 2 cups of chili in a saucepan. Cut a slit down the front of 6 1-ounce bags of corn chips and tear open. Divide the chili among the bags. Top with sour cream, shredded cheddar, and sliced pickled jalapenos. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.